Prepare to be shocked. Heath Cummings with shocking predictions and projections for the 2026 fantasy season right now on FFT Express. All right, I'm Adam. He's Heath. Let's do it. Kick it off with something shocking.
Something shocking. Sam Laporta is projected to score more touchdowns than any other tight end in fantasy football. And I think if you think about it, it shouldn't really be that shocking. We've talked about the potential Drew Petzig effect. Laporta is a guy that on 252 targets in his career has scored 20 touchdowns. He plays on one of the top five scoring offenses in the NFL. A target boost could absolutely put him in contention for number one in tight end touchdowns.
Yeah, this is definitely a guy you like, and I'm pretty sure we're going to talk to Ryan Heath shortly. I think he likes Sam Laporta as well. He's going to give you some personnel reasons for that. And you know, why don't we go to the other tight end that you like a lot and projection for Pitts?
Yeah, Kyle Pitts, and this is one where I've been trying to massage the target projections for Kyle Pitts and Sam Laporta, but it's Kyle Pitts still has 138 projected targets, which is, I believe, the third most in my projections. It's mostly a Kevin Stefanski thing, also a Tua thing, assuming Tua is a starting quarterback, which I am right now. I think he'll get the ball out of his hand quicker and on time more often. And in the Stefanski offense, a lot of those targets do go to the tight end. Pitts does have two seasons with at least 110 targets. He's never had 120 targets in a season. I am projecting him for 138.
Boy, I mean, that 138 targets, how could he not be basically the best value in fantasy if he gets that? It's I just don't know. I don't know. It's a lot. And let me go back to Laporta here. Laporta had 120 targets as a rookie in 17 games. Since then, 83 targets in 16 games, 49 targets in 9 games. And, you know, as a rookie, when he had those 120 targets, you had Jameson Williams playing only 12 games, earning only 42 targets in 12 games, not even 4 targets per game. So I think if Sam Laporta does, you know, well, you said touchdown. You said leading in touchdowns. How many targets?
Yeah, I have Sam Laporta with a lot of projected targets also.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel like that would be bad news for Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like, Jameson Williams isn't going to be a big target guy. He might get 100 or so, but I don't know how Laporta gets it unless St. Brown has a dip.
Yeah, I think the answer is probably just that nobody else matters. Like, I have them projected for 581 pass attempts, so a little above average. And I've got 174 targets going to St. Brown, 116 going to Laporta, 99 to Jameson Williams, and 87 to Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, you want to hear actually an interesting stat real quick? Hold on, please. It's actually about Jahmyr Gibbs. He was the guy who really benefited from Laporta's absence last year. He had a 21% target share in weeks 11 through 18 and a 13.3% target share in weeks 1 through 10. So that it started as soon as Laporta went out. They just got Jahmyr Gibbs so much more involved in the passing game. And it wasn't at some point David Montgomery stopped being a factor, but it wasn't right away. It was
how close to that was when Dan Campbell took over play calling?
Oh, I'm not sure. That's a good question. But Gibbs, you know, 28.2% target per route run rate and a 66% route participation rate for Jahmyr Gibbs after the Laporta injury. It was 51%. So it went from 51% route participation rate to 66% after the Sam Laporta injury, and the target share 13.3% to 21.2%. Shocking stat from Adam. Touche. All right, we'll give you a couple of tight end notes there. We'll take a break and give you some more shocking predictions from Heath. All right, Heath, what else we got here in the shocking world?
I think this qualifies. Zay Flowers, I have projected for 134 targets, which would be, I believe a full target per game, more than he has ever had in his career, really, I think, took a step forward that it was acknowledged last year. Like, he was a top 12 wide receiver, but I'm not sure everybody realizes just how much of a step forward it was. 29% target share last year, averaged 2.53 yards per route run. He would have been even better if it hadn't been the most insane low pass volume, even for a Ravens offense. 420 pass attempts for that team. Lamar Jackson has been on a pace for about 480 for most of his career. So I think the expectation should be 50 to 60 more passes, with the potential that a new coordinator wants to throw the ball more than that. And I don't think they added anybody to this roster that's going to take significant targets away from him.
No.
Flowers could be a 30% target share guy. If a team throws 500 times, that's 150 targets.
Yep. And here's another guy we're going to talk about with Ryan Heath in terms of personnel usage. He's one of these guys that when the team goes heavy personnel, he doesn't leave the field, and he's not competing with other wide receivers really for targets. They do have a new offensive coordinator. Will things change a little bit personnel wise for the Baltimore Ravens? All right, give me one more.
The last crazy projection I think we should do. I've moved Jonathan Brooks into a completely even split with Chuba Hubbard in terms of touches, rush attempts, targets. They're just even split, and it's not going to be that way. I've got this with the Bears pass catchers right now too, where Luther Burden, Rome Odunze, and Colston Levin are just tied in projected targets because we don't really know who's going to be the one. And that's, I feel like we don't know who's going to be the lead running back for the Carolina Panthers by the middle of this season. And in my opinion, it just depends on whether or not Jonathan Brooks is able to get to 100% and stay at 100%. It's been a steady drumbeat recently of talk about how excited the Panthers are about Brooks. The fact that he was on the field this early in the offseason for teamwork, I think he takes this job and runs with it as long as he stays healthy.
He's averaged 2.4 yards per carry in his career, Heath. Nine carries for 22 yards. In all seriousness, I do wish we had some sense of what kind of NFL running back Jonathan Brooks was. We're just assuming. And he's coming, you know, he's coming off his second right. ACL. So, I think if Chuba Hubbard... If Chuba Hubbard loses his job to a guy who's basically never played in the NFL... Didn't play all that much in college and is coming off two torn ACLs. It doesn't speak highly of him. And I fear that they're going to split so evenly that it would be annoying for fantasy.
Oh, if they split evenly, then it's possible that neither one of them matters.
Right, exactly. They'll matter because they want to run the ball, but not in a predictable, fun, good way. All right. Thank you, Heath. Shocking episode of Fantasy Football Today Express. We'll talk to you next time. See you later.
Podcasts.